You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Because I knew that you were ultra organized. I feel like, yeah. I mean, I'm the creative one here. You're the organizer. But you really outdid yourself.
Thank you.
You really outdid. And so okay, nice. Okay, so let's actually explain what I'm talking about here. Go ahead and explain what it was.
So you all, if you've been listening to our podcast, you probably did hear our promos for the Typecast benefit concert. So the concert was based around this idea of people who are typecast in different ways, not just if you're a performer, but also just in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we assembled
some amazingly talented people.
I mean, it's really shocking that like so many amazing people were like, I love this idea, sign me up. And they brought all their heart, they brought all their truth, they brought all their talent, and they were so wonderful to work with.
Yeah.
Just a group of the nicest, kindest, open-hearted. Yeah. Just it was, wonderful people.
It made it very easy to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a difficult place to be when you're a performer, to be vulnerable with the material that you're doing, but also when you're meeting these people basically for the first, maybe third time,
yeah.
You know, after maybe rehearsing once or twice, yeah. You know? So it was they were really spectacularly cast. Just great people.
It was
we're
so
all
much
Facebook
fun.
Friends now.
Are you?
Yeah, and Instagram
it
friends
makes me
too.
So happy. I love it. Yeah. So and then also Sammy Rangel, who is the executive director and one of the co-founders of one of the organizations that we were benefiting called Life After Hate, came, and he spoke, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Everything he said was absolutely perfect. And
Life
he...
After Hate. Explain this too. Well, okay. I'll explain it if
yeah,
you want
totally
to.
Can. Yeah, you totally can.
I had seen an interview of Sammy Rangel with Sarah Silverman of all people on Facebook. Life After Hate is this organization that he put together because he himself used to be a manifestation of hate, basically. Yeah. I mean, he was not a neo-Nazi. What
no.
do they call themselves?
Well, he was in this group that was called like it was a gang. It was called like. I'm going to have to look up the title because it was like the Mexican something.
Okay.
Gang. And then like the leader, like his nickname was Hitler.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. That's where I got the Nazi reference then. But it was, you know, he was in this gang and perpetuated hate. And that was his life. His life was violence and intolerance and discrimination.
Yeah.
And he left that life and turned it completely around, did a complete 180, and is now not just living a better life and being more loving, but he is now actively pursuing people that were in his position and helping to them turn their lives around and kind of even just preach this message of love, which I just think is fantastic and amazing.
Yeah. And so their organization, like Pamela alluded to, is just all about bringing people who are neo-Nazis, who are in all kinds of hate groups, and bringing them out of that life into a life of love and inclusivity. And I mean, that the gang that he was in, it actually started out because they were being beat up by a hate group, right? And so, but then they started perpetuating hate in this whole other way.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, he's just an awesome, awesome dude. And then the other organization that we worked with is called Drama Club NYC.
This is one of my favorites, too. And I knew about these guys before we did this.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the people that will go into prison systems and like put on a show, because it is has been proven now that having this kind of creative outlet will help the recidivism.
Yeah.
The recidivism rate, which is basically that, you know, if they leave prison, if they've been paroled or if they, you know, have served their time, they will no longer come back to the system.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the average is now that people will just keep on, you know,
right,
being criminals in order, you know, it's just a vicious
cycle.
Yeah. And it's hard to break. But these people, you know, just putting on a play and learning a new skill and being able to, like, express yourself in a completely different way than what you're used to. And I don't think, I mean, I grew up, you grew up having a space where we could be whatever we wanted to be.
Right.
We could be, you know, I used to, when it was raining outside, I used to put on this dress that had like three different petticoat layers, and the top petticoat layer I would put over my head, and I would walk around in the rain, and I would start, and I would just sing, and it was the most ridiculous thing now that I'm thinking about it. But if I can't imagine not having the ability to just be free enough to do something silly like that.
Right.
And these men and women have probably never had that opportunity.
Right.
So the fact that they're being given this opportunity now is, it's so special.
It really is. And so we had Tara Lynn Walker, who is a teaching artist at Drama Club NYC. She was able to come join us, and she was able to speak on her experience as a volunteer first. And then she actually just became a teaching artist. So this next, like, quote unquote semester, I guess. I don't know how they break it down, but she's going to be a teaching artist.
Cool.
On staff.
Very cool.
So I encourage you all to look up these organizations. If you were not able to come to the concert, I encourage you to look up Life After Hate and Drama Club NYC and give to these worthy, worthy organizations.
And if you have an organization that you know of that, you know, that carries on the same kind of message, let us know.
Yeah.
And let our viewers or viewers,
listeners,
let our listeners know.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. Let our listeners know so that they can, you know, that we can look into those as well.
Yeah. All right. So if you listen to the Annie episode, you remember when I started calling Charles Strauss what, Grandpa Charlie, right?
Grandpa Charlie.
So 54 Below did a staged reading of A Pound in Your Pocket. and it is Charles's, like, first musical that he ever wrote.
Oh.
And it did not make it to Broadway. There is, like, a little bit of history behind it, but you can look that up. I'm not going to go into detail because this is an intermission, so not a full episode. But Charles Strauss was there, and he, like, got to see this, like, musical that he had written a fulfillion years ago actually, like, be performed.
That's fun.
He was sitting in the back, and he was, like, beaming, and he is adorable. He's like 90 years old now, and
aww,
he's just like, he's wonderful. And
that's awesome.
It was like a cute story. It kind of reminded me, like, if The Little Match Girl was not so depressing. And also, like, a bit Cinderella-ish.
Okay.
The storyline is basically there's this girl who's a servant in the house of, like, this rich family, and she's really abused, honestly. Mm. She's abused horribly. But she doesn't really recognize it, and isn't until this gentleman comes and begins to, like, work for the family, where he sees how terribly she's abused, but how wonderful she is at the same time. And she is, like, it kind of actually reminded me of the kids that Drama Club NYC works with, because some of them grow up in these neighborhoods where what they're able to see is, like, what you can do with your life is such a small, like, microcosm of what you can actually do with your life.
Yeah.
And so this young woman, because she didn't know anything beyond, like, being a servant, like, the highest dream she had was to be, like, this man's servant.
Yeah.
And in the end, he's like, no, I want to marry you.
Oh, like, that's cute.
But it's like, when he said to her, he was like, your greatest aspiration is to be my servant? He was just like, he couldn't wrap his head around it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
But it's weird because it is this reality for a lot of people because what they see is it's, again, just like this tiny piece of what you could actually become. And like Pamela and I are privileged in this way where our parents were like, you can do whatever you want. And we were like, okay, so then we just did, you know, whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that.
No.
And so, yeah, this little kind of like lighthearted, happy musical actually reminded me of how privileged I am also in a
there
weird way.
There are reminders everywhere, right?
Yeah, true. All right, so then another fun piece of news.
Yeah.
This one actually, I think we're going to like trail along for a while.
Ooh.
So if any listeners love Laura Osnes.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. If you don't, we can't be friends.
I remember her from that, the reality
show.
TV competition.
Yeah, you're
for
the one
Greece.
That I want.
That's right. That's what it was called. Yeah. And I didn't realize it was even her.
Me neither.
I kept hearing the voice and I was like, that voice sounds so familiar. Where do I know that voice? And it was like, oh my gosh, that's the chick that won. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's wonderful. So there was the Crazy for You concert that happened like in the middle of 2017.
Okay.
And it was Laura Osnes and Tony Yazbek.
I think I remember that, yeah.
And Rebecca Bunch. What's her real name? Rachel from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Somebody's screaming at me.
Shoot. I don't know either,
blah,
but yeah.
You guys know who I'm talking about. And a bunch of other fabulous people, and they were all in this concert version of Crazy for You that Susan Stroman directed. Okay, so then after that happened, Laura Osnes had Bandstand open, and Tony Yazbek was in The Prince of Broadway. So my friend Kevin and I, we like every single day for months and months would be like, okay, so when is this show closing? Okay, so we heard, okay, so Prince of Broadway is closing in October. Okay, so that means if Crazy for You is going to come to Broadway, then Tony's contract is up in time and up. Okay, so then what's going to happen with Bandstand? Because, like, there was no
everyone thought that was going to be...
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, there's no closing notice yet. We were following this thing so closely because we were like, if this is going to... We want them to be in it so bad.
Oh, it would be so amazing.
I know. So then, okay, so then Prince of Broadway closes, Bandstand gets its closing notice, and like we're crossing our fingers really hard. And then
then they announced Carousel.
I mean, I was excited about Carousel.
I know, I was too. I love it. But I was just being funny. As I do.
So but then about, I want to say a month ago. Yeah, it was about a month ago. I was on Instagram and I follow Laura, obviously. And she like posts this picture of, I think it was like the Crazy for You script or something. And I was like, Kevin! Sorry, sweet pea. I scared the dog. I like immediately, I was like texting him. I sent it to him. I was like, Kevin, what does this mean? And he was like, I don't know. Oh my God. We were so excited. And then she's like been posting all these pictures of them rehearsing.
Nice.
And there's still no official announcement. There's not even, we even tried to Google like an official like workshop of the show. And I think maybe in the last week, there was like some official notice about
how
it
funny.
But it was really weird. It was so super under the radar except for her Instagram account.
Maybe they did that on purpose.
Yeah. I please God let this happen.
That would be real. I love that show so much.
And she and Tony, shut your face. I can't.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to be a theme, like, as you know, things get announced or whatever, because there's supposed to be something in LA at, you know, I can't pronounce it well.
The Pantages?
No.
The Amundsen?
La.
Oh, La Jolla?
Yes. I think there was supposed to be like a tryout out there. And okay. So there was no casting announced. But because they've been a month in rehearsing, I'm pretty sure Tony and Laura are probably going to do that. And then hopefully that will get a Broadway transfer.
Oh, gosh, let's hope.
Crossing our fingers and toes.
Okay, and that's our seventh intermission zone.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for sticking with us. Bye.
Until next time. Bye-bye. Yes.
Hey, geeks! Could you just do us a favor and go to Facebook at Theater Geeks Anonymous?
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at TGA.
B-way! Also, TGABUA@gmail.com.
Perfect.
To send us any comments.
Ideas for our intermission episodes.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Anything you want to send us there. Or you can also message us on either Twitter or Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Like, share, follow.
Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, and where else are we?
We are also on SoundCloud and Stitcher if you are an Android user.
Right. Which I'm not. I don't know. I mean, none of my friends are.
I'm just so kidding. Are we not friends? Is that what you're saying?
What are you talking about? We're more than friends. This is going way south. Okay. So anyway, thank you guys. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. Send us to all of your friends.
Yeah. If there's anybody you know that you think will like us, please tell them to listen.
Hey, if you go to college in a theater department, spread us around.
Yeah. I mean,
spread us like a sun butter.
Listen, if you want to be the ultimate theater geek and know about shows that nobody else knows about, I think you might want to be trying to listen to us.
You could be going to your 9 p.m. rehearsal going, hey, guys, have you ever heard of the show Senator Joe?
Yeah.
Or maybe something called, I don't know, Kelly? Okay.
Well, that's it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
Bye.